If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28, verse 16, the Bible says, "And then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto Me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help, on the promise. On the promise. Amen. If we look at this thing and we see this today, and I like it's read right because that means Jesus said it. Amen. We ought to listen to Jesus, praise God. I think we ought to forget about what men say and listen to what Jesus has to say. It'd help our heart. They said, but these 11 disciples, they went up into Galilee in the morning. They went to a place where Jesus had appointed them. I want to say, if there's anything that we're going to do today, we ought to listen to the Lord, amen, and try to get where He'd have us to be in the day and hour that we live, amen. Find us a good Holy Ghost-filled, Bible-believing church. Get in there and begin to help build it, amen, into something that God could be proud of so that we can see souls saved before it's eternally too late. Amen. We're living in a day of slothfulness. I believe that with all my heart. We're living in the last days, and there's a falling away. People are going away from the things of God. And let me tell you, as things begin to wax worse and worse, the Bible said they would, we better get closer and closer to the Lord. Because He said in James, if we'll draw nigh to Him, that He'll draw nigh to us. I don't know about you, I like that close relationship with my Savior. I like to be close to the Lord as I can get, don't you? Amen, praise God. It just gives you that warm feeling just to know that you're His and He's yours, praise God. You know Him in the free pardon of sin. You say, well, preacher, I know, but you know, we just don't run on feeling. That's right, amen. But I'm glad it feels good when you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Amen, praise God. I'm glad He saved me by His marvelous grace, and I'm glad I'm somebody going somewhere in Christ my Lord. Just like these fellows with, they went up in the mountain apart, praise God, as they were appointed. They went up, and the Bible says, now watch this in verse 17, and said, when they saw Him, they worshipped Him. But now watch this. They worshipped. They went to where He was. They worshipped the Lord Jesus. He said, but some doubted. Amen. I believe there's a lot of people today that's got doubt in their hearts. I believe there's a lot of people today that doubt the things of God. They doubt the Word of God. They think the power of God. They doubt the power of God. They doubt the aspects of God for their life and for their future. But I want to say, when we put our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ, He gives us that blessed hope. Amen. That's the hope of glory that we have in Colossians. He said that we have in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Without Him, praise God, we have nothing, but with Him we have everything. And so we see this, and the Lord begins to lay it out. It said, Jesus came and spake unto them. And now notice, it's Jesus Himself that's speaking. I want to say, praise God, when Jesus speaks, when Jesus tells something, you can take it to the bank. It'll be accurate. God can't lie, praise God. He's immutable. He doesn't have the ability to lie. And He tells us the truth. Jesus told us the truth while He was here. I tell you what, don't you like the truth? Amen. I'd rather, even if it's going to hurt my feelings, I'd rather somebody tell me the truth than tell me a lie. Amen. Amen. If somebody tells you the truth, then you can do something about it. But if they tell you a lie, praise God, you don't know that you need to do anything about it. But now let's just look at some of the principles of this today. Now, as we look at things, we look at the who, the what, and the how, and the where. Amen. And maybe the when. And we understand from that we can rightly divide the word of truth. So we look at this, look at who said it. Well, we know that Jesus said it. Now, who is Jesus? The Bible says that Jesus is the Word. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. When did Jesus start? Praise God, He always was. He was with God. When did God begin? God's always been. Amen. God's God. You say, preacher, we ought to be able to figure that out. Praise God. If we could figure out God, then He wouldn't be God. And my God's too big to put in a box. Amen. Praise God. You can't box Him in. You can't rope Him in. You can't circle Him about. Because God Almighty is too big for that. Amen. What's wrong with America today? We try to take our God, our great big God of the universe, try to put Him in a little bitty box and contain Him in it. I want to say, praise God, I'm glad I can't contain my God. If I could, He'd be in me, but He might not be in you. Amen? But I'm glad, praise God, that I have the promise today. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Amen? So we see it is the Word of God. Is it not truth? Amen? Said we have the Word of God. Jesus is the Word, and is not the Word truth? Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, He said, I am the way. Thomas asked Him. He said, Lord, we know not the way. We know where Thou goest. How can we know the way? Amen? Ain't that what he asked? And Jesus said this. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am. That's ego me. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. How do we get to heaven? By Jesus. Amen. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we have no hope. But I'm glad through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the hope. Praise God. It's out of this world. So who said it? Praise God. Lord said it. The Lord Jesus said it. It's the Word of God spoken, praise God, in truth. And if the Word of God spoken in truth, praise God, we can believe it and take it all the way to the count as ours all the way to the bank. We have that encouragement in the Lord, praise God. Because He said, I am the way. Is there another way? No, not when Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. He said, I am not only, not only did He say, I am the way, He said, I am the truth. Amen. Is there any other truth? Amen. If you want to find truth, praise God, we find it in Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God, amen, gives us truth. But you realize that the Word of God gives us all truth, a truth of everything. Science is constantly trying to disprove the Bible and prove their own theories. But the more they dig and the more they study, the scientists, the more they realize, praise God, that God's Word is truth. Amen. When it all comes down to it, where the rubber meets the road, praise God, that the Word of God is truth. Amen. And it's not the scientist proves the Bible, but the Bible proves science. Amen. Praise God. I believe it's that way. Amen. And so He said, I am the way. He said, He's that way. He said, I am the truth. Amen. And He said, if you're ever going to have life, and I'm talking about abundant life, He says, I am the life. Amen. There's no life outside of Christ. You say, well, preacher, that's wrong right there, because we're all living this morning. We live and you know, we have our being, and we're all sitting here and we're sucking up God's good oxygen, and we're all here together, and we're able to see and hear and move have actions. That is true, praise God, but do we really have life outside of Christ? Amen. Because life in Christ is life eternal. Life, praise God, that we'll have and we'll live and we'll love. And praise God, we'll live forever in eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, Pastor, do you really believe? I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't, I'd fold it up and go to the house. Amen. Because it wouldn't be worth living. But I'm glad, praise God, if Paul said, if I had life in this world only, I'd be among all men most miserable. But praise God, I've got life that's out of this world in Christ my Savior. Bless His name, amen. He said, I'm the way. He said, I'm the truth. He said, I am life. So if we want life today, if you want to have life today, if you want to have a life that you can enjoy today, you got to have it in the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to ask the Lord into your heart. You got to ask the Lord to forgive you your sins. Amen. You know, they steal such a thing as repentance from sins. We're living in a day and hour, everybody thinks everything's okay. I can go out and visit on a Saturday afternoon and go to somebody's house, knock on the door, and sitting there at a table just full of beer cans and all other paraphernalia, and you ask them about the shape of their soul, and everybody says, well, I think I'm all right. Amen. I won't say their thinking's messed up. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, the Bible says that in the Lord Jesus Christ, things begin to happen. We need to separate ourselves from the damnation of this world, praise God. And we need to repent of those things that defile the body. And we need to seek the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart. And you can't do none of those things till the Lord compels you. Amen. The reason He ain't compelling nobody is nobody's getting in. They don't want to hear the Word of God. They don't want to hear the truth that they might have life, that He's the way. Praise God, they don't want to hear it because we've got caught up in self so much and self-centeredness that we don't want to hear what people's got to say. Amen. Hey, you may not want to hear what people's got to say, but you better listen to what Jesus has to say, because He gives you that word of hope. Amen. Who said it? Jesus did. And if He said it, praise God, we can believe it. Amen. So, but if Jesus said it, then what does He ask in return? So we have the who, now we have the what. What does Jesus ask in return? Amen. He just asked us to go. Amen. You realize all Jesus asked us to do is to go? That's why we have the gospel. If you take the go out of the gospel, all you've got is a spell. Amen. But praise God with the Lord Jesus Christ, when we go into the highways, He said to go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. He said to work on them, whatever it takes to get them to understand that God loves them and Jesus loves them and He died for our sins according to the Scriptures and He rose victorious on that third day because God said so. Amen. It makes it real. It makes it alive. But He said, go, ye. Who's a ye? Who's a ye? Me and you. Amen. I think a lot of times we get caught up in it and we say, well, you know what, pray, I go to the church and I put my names on the roll and I put my money in the offering plate. Pray God, that's a wonderful thing. Pray God keeps the church going. He said, we pass an offering plate for the missions. I put mission money in so we can support missionaries so they can share the gospel all over the world. And that's a marvelous thing. It's a wonderful thing. Thank you, God. Thanks you for doing that. But praise God, He didn't say to give it so somebody else could go. He said, me and you ought to go. Amen. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Amen. So what do we teach them? Jesus said, I have all power. All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Amen. Praise God. He said, see, I've got all the power. He said, you just need to take the power and go out into the world and compel them to come in. He said, we need to go to all the nations. So we got to have a go. And we got to go with the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of foolishness in the world. Amen. A lot of people running with a lot of different things. Amen. But He said that we're supposed to go. What are we supposed to go do? The Lord laid out it pretty simple. We don't have to think about it much. He said, go ye, therefore, me and you, and teach all nations. What does it mean to teach? It means to disciple. Amen. Ain't that what the disciples did? They taught. They went out there and taught. In other words, He said, we're supposed to go and we're supposed to teach and make disciples. How do we do that? By the Word of God. We take the Word, praise God, apply it to our hearts. Amen. That's why we study, show ourselves prudent in God's Word, and need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Amen. So that we can take it in the highways and the hedges of the world and compel them to come in. Say, listen, what's going on in this world, it's not fit. Praise God. There's a God of heaven that loves you. He wants to save you by His marvelous grace. He comes to seek and to save that was lost, and we're all lost. The Bible says, all sin comes short of the glory of God. Every one of us. Amen. Say, what does that make me and you today? An old sinner. Amen. You know, a preacher, I'm saved, but praise God, you're an old sinner saved by grace. Praise the Lord. That unmerited favor of God come to where you was. Showed you your need, amen, for a Savior. You fell on your face, repented of your sin. You know what's wrong with most Christians, most of our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches today? We do that, and we think we got it all sewed up, and we think we don't ever have to repent again. Amen. Fella told me one time, said, I was preaching a little, I told you this before, a little church up on Madison County, way up on the mountain, down in Sodom Laurel. And a little fella come up to me and he said, preacher, I've come to a conclusion. I said, is that right? He said, yes, I've come to, I don't have to repent no more. Now he's between Sunday school and preaching, and they always take a little break down there. And, I just sat there, I was looking over and praying, you know, what God give me, what He'd have me to share that morning. And after a few minutes, I didn't answer him. He said, well, what do you think about that? I said, brother, let me just tell you. He said, when I was a lost man, I didn't know that I needed to repent. And I'm not going to repent no less now than I did when I was lost. Amen. I realize now, praise God, that I'm an old sinner and I fell and come short of the glory of God. I let my Savior down every day. And praise God, when I realize that I've messed up, I'm going to ask Him to forgive me and help me to do better. I'm going to follow my face. I'm saying, Lord, please help me not to go this road again. Help me to turn my back on this stuff and so easy, but sets me and go in a direction that'll bring glory to your name. Amen. Well, if we could ever get a hold of that, praise God, we could start helping somebody then. But you know, we can't help nobody till we get the help in ourselves. Amen. You know, I told somebody the other day, you said in Baptist churches and a pastor, I can look back across the congregation while I'm preaching. And I preach a lot of expository, just the Word of God straight out of the book. Amen. I don't chase a whole lot of rabbits. I try to stay with thus says the Word of God. And you look back across the congregation, God begins to move it. And sometimes you see people and God's a working, God's a dealing, God's a touching. And you look back and all of a sudden they've got their eyes fixed on you. And all of a sudden they start looking at the floor. Amen. Hello. Oh me. And they'll look back up again. And then you give the invitation to come and you say, all right, if God's touched your heart, if you need something, would you come buy an old-fashioned altar, ask God for some help? And they'll sit right there and keep looking at the floor. Amen. You're hindering the Spirit of God. What they do, they come in and they look and they hear and then they go back out just the way they come in. And I'm afraid it happens that way so many times in our Baptist churches. Amen. We already realize, praise God, that we're all sinners. We all come short. That's all means that's inclusive. That's every one of us, praise God, come up short. Amen. How often do I come up short? Brother Bill, just about every day. Amen. Just about every day. I do something, praise God. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I know that disappointed you, and I want you to help me to do better. Amen. I get up every day, praise God, and say, Lord, I want you to help me do better today than I did yesterday. Because I know who I am. That old fella I shave every morning. Or I used to shave every morning. Amen. He gives me more trouble than anybody I know. Hello? Amen. But praise God, when we realize, if we take the gospel and we'll go and we'll teach people and encourage them in Lord Jesus Christ. He says, go and teach, amen, all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Lord. Amen. And the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said we're supposed to baptize believers. We're supposed to take believers, praise God, help them to die out to this world and live for Christ. We're supposed to help them, praise God, to realize that the Holy Ghost of God, when they surrender themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and they ask God to forgive them, that the Holy Spirit moves into their hearts and takes up His abode and lives in us, praise God, and goes with us everywhere we go. Amen. So you're never alone. Amen. Let me tell you this, you can't fight the devil by yourself. Amen. He's a foe, praise God, that'll overcome you. He's seeking, he's walking about, praise said, seeking whom he may devour. He'll eat you up if you ain't careful. But praise God, with God Almighty on our side, we can go out and we can fulfill the Great Commission. Amen. Look over to Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2. The Bible says this in verse 36. Now, Peter's talking to him here in Acts chapter number 2, verse number 36, and he said, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. Or in their heart. You know what? Most Baptist churches today would be that, but they wouldn't do nothing about it. Amen? And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Well, I like it when it's like that, don't you? Amen. When the Holy Ghost of God pricks your heart and lets you know that you have sinned and come short, that you've made God sad. Amen. That's what it is. That's what sin does. It makes God sad. Praise God. But I'm glad if we bow our head. And then Peter said unto them, praise God, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Here it is. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, so listen. He said, this is what we got to do. We got to trust in the Lord. We got to believe on the Lord. When we believe, praise God, we got to repent of our sins and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of this world and live for Jesus as our Savior. Amen. There's a big difference between knowing Him in your head and having Him in your heart. Amen? Praise God, He makes all the difference. So we see the who, it's Jesus. We see the what, praise God. That He said to go and tell the world, praise God. Compel them to come in. Amen. I won't say, as we sung a while ago, a true Christian, a true believer is a powerful force. Now listen to me, is a powerful force in the world today. Amen. Don't you let the devil defeat you, praise God. Say, well, you know, I just ain't got no power. I ain't got no, you know, I can't do this. I can't do that. Let me tell you something. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can press on for His glory. Amen. He said, He would build His church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. The church can march on, praise God, victorious in the Lord Jesus Christ without Him. He said Himself, without me, you can do nothing. But with the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He said, you can do all things. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. How much is all? It's everything. Everything we can do, praise God, with the help of the Lord. Bless His name. So we see the what, the who, and we see the what, but what about the how? You say, Pastor, will you say that? How can we do it? We can do it today through a perpetual presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A perpetual presence of the Lord Jesus Christ that Jesus has promised us that He'd be there with us. Amen. That word perpetual means everlasting. Always, never ending, amen, eternal, permanent, ceaseless, unending, praise God. That's the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ with us, amen, if we'll let Him. But what we do, we push Him away, we stiff arm Him, we hold Him out. We act like we're a football player with a football, praise God, on the 10-yard on our side, trying to get to the other side, praise God, and we stiff arm the Lord, we stiff arm the Holy Spirit, we hold Him back, amen, praise God, and we try not to fumble the ball. And if we had asked Him, praise God, the Lord said He'd help us in every aspect of our lives. Amen. I tell you what, you get to running. I was always a little bitty. Well, I'm still a little bitty feller. Amen. I never did grow up. Still a little bitty feller. When I was in ninth grade, I was a teeny tiny feller. I weighed about 87 pounds in the ninth grade. Not much bigger, not much taller than me. Amen. Little feller. And at lunchtime at North Buncombe, they had the band field, and the boys would get out there and they'd play football during lunch. Got out there one day and they say, come on, Massey, help us. Amen. I said, what do you want me to do? Said we want you to, said we're gonna, I guess Bob said, we want you to run the ball. I said, well, wait a minute. I looked over on the other side and they was a fella on the other side that's over there. He's as big as a Mack truck. And they said, what we're going to do? He said, he's going to hike it to me. He said, I'm going to flip it to you. He said, you run it into the end zone. I thought to myself, this could be ugly. Amen. I said, oh, Lord, help me. They hiked that ball. You know what I did? When they hiked that ball, when he flipped to me, when I got that thing in my hands, I said, the only way out of this is to make it to the other side without them touching me. Because if any one of them got a hold of me, I'm a dead man. They'd squish me like a bug. And they flipped me that ball, praise God. And one or two of our guys took off, and I circled around behind them and let them block for me. I turned it on, praise God, like a rocket ship. Hey, I had some motivation in my feet. And I went to flying down through there. And I didn't slow down. I didn't look back till I crossed the finish line. That's what we ought to do today for Jesus. We ought to just have some motivation in our feet. We ought to just head for the finish line, praise God, wide open with the hammer down and say, praise God, I'm going to go with my Savior. I'm going to go with my Lord. I'm going to trust Him, praise God, like I've never trusted Him before. I'm going to believe in Him. I'm going to believe on Him. I'm going to trust in Him. And praise God, that's what it means to be saved. That's what it means to be a believer. And I believe, I praise God, when I can't, He can. And I'm going to go for Jesus. Amen. Cross the finish line. Why? Because, praise God, I'm not by myself. I've got somebody with me all the way. I mean, the presence of my Savior, praise God. Notice what Jesus says, verse number 20. Verse number 20, He says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Amen. He said, whatever I'm telling you, I said, I want you to tell them. Amen. He said, I don't play favorites. Hello? He said, I don't play favorites. Whatever I tell them, whatever I ask them to do, I want them to do. So that sounds like they can be followers of you as you follow me. Hello? I wonder today in our lives, praise God, are you a follower? Are people following you? Can they follow you as you follow Christ? Amen. Help us, Lord. Say, amen or oh me. Jesus says this. Now watch this. He said, teach them to do all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And now watch this. And, comma, lo, comma. What does that word lo mean? It's kind of like the word in John 3:16 where it says, God so loved the world. Brother Bill, that word so is so much bigger than anything we can comprehend. God had so much love for you. How much love is so much? It's a great big uncontainable bunch. Amen. The same thing here. The Lord said, He said, lo, I am with you always. Amen. That lo means to look, to behold, to pay attention, to observe. Because I'm getting ready to tell you something. He said, that's a great big word. He said, I'm getting ready to tell you something that you need to get a hold of. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, lo, I am with you always. Amen. Always. Even to the end of the world. Praise God. He said, I am with you always. Amen. Now, you know what that word always means? That word literally means all the days. Think about it. The Lord said, I am with you all the days. What does that mean? That means every day. All the way. God said, I'm with you. He said, you need to pay attention. You need to understand this. You need to soak this in. You need to absorb it. You need to know what I'm telling you. He said, you need to pay attention close. Because one day in a little while, you'll need what I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Amen. So pay attention. Get a hold of it. This morning, young, I'm telling you, God bless your sweetheart. We need to get a hold of it. So Jesus said, lo, pay attention. Get a hold of this. I am with you always. Every day, every way, every how, praise God. Jesus said, I'm with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Is there anybody else in this world that you can say that about? No. Now, our families, our loved ones, our wives, they'll go the extra mile for us. But they can't guarantee you that they'll always be there. But Jesus, glory, somebody just jump up and shout. Jesus give us a written guarantee. He made us the promise that He would be with us all the way, every day, all the way. Amen. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He said, I promise you I will be there. He said, I'll be there with you when you're weak. He said, I'll be there with you when you're strong. He said, I'll be there with you when you're down. And he said, I'll be there with you, praise God, when you're up. He said, I'll be there every day and every way to help you along the way. He said, I'll do better now. He said, I'll be your way. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. You can't get no better than that. Amen. Praise God. You can't get no better than that. When things are going well, he said, I'll be there with you. When things are going bad, amen. When things are against us, he said, I'll be there for you. Have you ever thought about how many times that you've went through some really tough times, some really bad spells, and you didn't know, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, and then all of a sudden God brings you out over on the other side. Amen. Come out on the other side, and you just shout and pray, say, glory, hallelujah. Had to be Jesus. Had to be the Lord. He brought me through. He delivered me again. Amen. Why? Because Jesus is there with you. Amen. He's there with you. And praise God. Days when we feel, even on the days that we feel that we failed miserably. Anybody ever feel like you failed miserably? Oh, me. Lots of days I feel that I've just failed the Lord miserably. I've missed the mark. Amen. Praise God. Even when we feel like we fail, praise God, Jesus said, I'll be there with you in what you seem to anticipate as failures, praise God. I'll be there to deliver you out of your failures, out of your shortcomings, out of your misgivings, praise God. I'll be there. Amen. That's a promise. The Lord makes us a promise, praise God. Amen. Today, He said, I'll be there with you in the days of your youth, when you're young and trying to figure out where you're at, figuring out what you want to do. Amen. It's a hard thing to be a young person.
Amen.
Amen. I'm with you. I feel for you. You're there and you're trying to find you a place. You're trying to find a place. You're trying to find your direction. Hello? You're trying to fit in. Hey, don't try to fit in too much. Let me tell you where your place is. Your place is with the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. You fit in, praise God, when He's your Lord and Savior and you become one of His children. You fit into the family of God. You fit into the household of God. You fit into the household of faith. A lot of people won't understand you for that, praise God. But I want to tell you, you'll feel good in your soul because you'll know that no matter where you go, no matter what you do, somebody is with you. Because Jesus made us a promise. Jesus made us a promise, praise God. He'd always be with us. Alter your youth. Amen. Alter your youth. He said, when you get up to your old age, we don't want to think about that. Me and Brother Bill's going to think about it if we ever get there. Amen. We're just going to keep that behind us, praise God, till we get there. But He said, even during your old age, praise God, God said, I'll be there with you. I'll be there for you. He said, I'll be there with you every day of your life. Always, every day in every way. God said, I'll be there for you. That's a promise of God. I want to say, praise God, hey, I'd get a hold of the Lord Jesus and hang on to Him because He's the only one I know, praise God, that can make me that promise. Amen. The only one that I know that can make me that promise. He'd always be there. He'd be there to walk with me and touch me and help me. Amen. As we walk this earthly walk, as we strive, praise God, every day, He promised that He would walk through us, walk with us, even through the valley of the shadow of death, praise God. Amen. You know the thing about that valley of the shadow of death? As long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, that shadow is always behind us. Amen. I don't know about you. That's exciting to me. Because one of these days, if the Lord tarries, He's coming, we're going to wander through that valley of shadow of death one day.
Amen.
But praise God, Brother Bill, with our eyes on Jesus, praise God, eyes on the Son. And when your eyes is on the Son, the shadow's always behind you, praise God. And one day in a little while, it'll all be done. He said, it is appointed man once a day. And after this, the judgment, one day, praise God, the Lord Jesus is going to do us like He did, I believe, Enoch, he said, son, you've walked with me faithfully thus far. Come on, let's go to the house. Praise God, we'll follow Jesus right across old Chilly Jordan, stepping stones of faith over onto the other side where we'll shout her out for glory. Amen. To eternity, praise God. The who, the what, amen, the how. We'll do it through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how. Only way it'll happen, praise God, is through Him. Through His love for us. Praise His name. Jesus said this. He said, I am with you always. Amen. Now I want you to notice something. If Jesus is with us, who else is with us? Amen. If you'll look back up in verse number 19. Let me just give you this real quickly and I'm done. In verse number 19, He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus said, I am with you always. But let me just tell you something. I am. You go to me. He said, if I'm with you, praise God, listen, that where He says, I will baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, that word name there is singular. Amen. You get that? That name is where it says, in the name. It didn't say names. He said, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The name is singular. Jesus said, if you get me, He said, you get the Father and the Holy Ghost too. Amen. Praise God. Just one and three and one. Praise God. And Jesus said, praise the Lord, when you get me, I am. He said, when you get me, He said, you get all three. Praise His holy name. Well, I got a hold of that yesterday morning out there in the study, and I tell you, that little old place wasn't big enough. I about had me a spell. I said, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. I'm glad I've got somebody on my side. Some bodies. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is there to minister to our hearts every step of the way. We have a promise. Jesus made us a promise, the promise. He said, pay attention. He said, I am with you all the way, every day. And He said, if I'm with you, praise God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is there too. He said, whatever you need. He said, I'm that mediator of one. Praise God, I'm there with the Father. Me and Him's communicating. And the Holy Spirit that lives in you, we're talking to you. We're feeding you good things from heaven. Amen. Praise God. God made you a promise, but are we partakers of His promise? And we ought to be excited, praise God, about the promises of God, the promise that God made to us. Jesus said, I am with you always. Always. Every day. In every way. Amen. Is He the Lord of your life today? Do you recognize Him as an ever-present Savior? Amen. Always there for you. Always there with you. There to help you, encourage you, amen, and give you courage, to help you be a light and a witness in the darkness of this world. Jesus made a promise. He made Him. But you know what happened? I think a whole lot's like those folks who said, they said some doubted, and some doubted. Jesus was telling them, but He said, and some doubted. They doubted about what Jesus could do, doubted about who He is. I believe we're living in a world of doubt. But we as Christians, we as God's people, we ought to be no doubt about us. Amen. We are to believe on Lord Jesus Christ as saving our soul and believe that Jesus said He would be with us all day, every day, in every way. Never forsake us and never leave us for one minute. Amen.